Aristotle did much to establish scientific investigation and categorization. His achievements are astonishing, especially when one considers much of the current evidence and material in this field, some of which he recorded. In Arabia, there is said to be a species of hyena which paralyzes its prey by its mere presence. If this hyena steps into the shadow of a man, it not only paralyzes him, but renders him completely dumb. There are two rivers in Euboea. The cattle that drink from the one, called Cerbes, turn white, and those that drink from the one called Neleus turn black. The river Rhenus flows in the opposite direction to other rivers, running to the north, where the Germans live. In the summer its waters are navigable, but in the winter it is frozen with ice, so that the people can walk on it, like land. On Marvellous Things Heard, 145-168. For centuries, many of Aristotle's contributions to philosophy were considered sacrosanct. His truths were eternal truths, which could never be denied. But the advent of modern philosophy led to the gradual discarding of Aristotelian thought. Surely his most important contribution, logic, would last forever. Then came Nietzsche, and even this was called into question. We cannot both affirm and deny the same thing. This is a subjective empirical law, nothing to do with logical necessity, only of our inability to do it. In Aristotle's view, the law of contradiction is the most certain basic principle of them all. It is the ultimate and most fundamental principle on which all demonstrative proof rests. The principles of every axiom depend upon it. Yet if this is really the case, we should perhaps examine more thoroughly what presuppositions are already involved here. Either it says something about actuality, about being, as if we already knew it from another source, that is, as if opposite attributes could not be ascribed to it. Or it means opposite attributes should not be ascribed to it, in which case logic would not be an imperative to know the truth, as formerly supposed, but merely an imperative to organize a world that we could look upon as the true one. Thus it remains an open question. Do the axioms of logic precisely match reality, or are they simply a means and method for us to create a concept of reality that suits us? As already indicated, to agree with the first question, we would have to possess a previous knowledge of being, i.e. one prior to our use of and in no way involved with logic, and this is certainly not the case. The proposition, the one that forms the law of contradiction, thus involves no criteria of truth. It is simply an imperative saying what should count as true. Nietzsche, Will to Power, section 516. Logic thus becomes the morality of our way of viewing and perceiving the world, the ethics of our epistemology. To deny it is wrong, not in a factual sense, but in a moral sense. Our entire notion of truth, logical, scientific, religious, the need to tell it socially, and so forth, are thus in the same category. They are systems by which we live, which are of use and benefit to us. They are not based upon what actually happens, but upon what is useful to us and fits in with how we choose to view the world.